Chapter 1. Meditation. Meditation is a technique that relaxes the body quickly and calms the mind. It is remarkably simple to do. You sit down, you focus on the body, and you restrain the impulse to follow your usual thoughts. That's all there is to it. Physical stillness, focusing, and thought control. Focusing on the body causes it to relax, and the act of focusing settles the mind. To stay focused means you also have to refrain from following irrelevant thoughts, and this is more tricky. No one manages their thoughts perfectly, but even partial success is very rewarding. Meditation develops three abilities that we all possess to some degree, namely relaxation, focusing, and self-awareness. We can all relax, we all fall asleep eventually. We can all pay attention to an activity or train of thought, or we couldn't achieve anything at all. And we all have some ability to observe, and therefore control, our thoughts and emotional responses. We usually take these abilities for granted. Meditation, however, develops them as conscious skills. This enables us to relax quickly whenever we want to focus on anything at all without succumbing to distractions, and to gain more control over our thoughts and emotions. Another way to understand meditation is to look at what people actually do. Despite the apparent diversity of styles and purposes, most regular meditators do much the same thing. They typically do a sitting for the optimal time of between 10 and 25 minutes. During that time, their bodies relax through inactivity, if nothing else. They calm their minds by focusing on something, usually the breath, the body, or a mantra, and they try to resist following their thoughts as they usually would. Meditation always involves control. It is not a blank or empty state. It is about focusing on one thing as well as you can, despite the ongoing background activity of the mind. This is what distinguishes it from relaxation exercises, in which the mind is generally allowed to wander, and from sleep, in which you become unconscious. Meditation aims for a still, quiet, self-aware state of mind, but not oblivion. A meditation usually goes something like this. You sit or lie down, and you focus on the breath or the body in some way. You feel the breath rise, you feel the breath fall. This is what it means to focus. Sooner or later, you are quite likely to wander off with some thought and lose your focus. When you realize this, you don't get annoyed. If the thought is weak, you just refocus on the breath. If the thought is more demanding, you need to stop and evaluate it. You ask, what is this thought about and how important is it? Do I need to think about it right now? It then becomes your conscious choice whether you stay with it or return to the breath. Thoughts are rarely as important as they pretend to be. Once you see a thought objectively, you can usually let it go immediately. So you tick that thought off and return to the breath. It takes a few seconds to re-establish focus. After a while, you may find you've gone off with another thought. Once again, you stop that thought, evaluate it, tick it off, and refocus. This pattern of focus, distraction, and refocus is the normal rhythm of any meditation. Fairly soon, you find that something lovely is starting to happen. You find that focusing on the breath is quite pleasant. It is much better than chasing your thoughts as you normally would. Your body relaxes, the pleasure principle kicks in, and you don't get so distracted. This doesn't mean, however, that all your incidental thoughts have vanished. They still appear, but they no longer distract you as much. You feel somewhat detached from them. You can't help but notice them, but you realize it is your choice whether you respond to them or not. Most thoughts fade quickly if you don't engage them, but meditation is also about tolerating and not overreacting to those that remain. We can still relax and be calm in the presence of pain, sadness, or a nagging problem, so long as we give it no more attention than it deserves. You can still focus primarily on the body and relax anyway. Focusing. Meditation is about learning to relax better, to focus better, and to become more self-aware. Of these three interrelated skills, focusing, paying attention, is by far the most important. We can define focus as selective attention. It is when we choose to give priority to one thought or sensation at the expense of everything else we could be thinking about. We make it number one out of the options. We put it in the foreground of the mind and put everything else in the background. Although focusing takes some effort at first, it soon becomes easier and very rewarding. Sustained attention has many benefits. Firstly, focusing acts like a spotlight. You notice far more detail in whatever you focus on, be it a thought, sensation, feeling, or action. Secondly, when you focus, time seems to slow down as the mental busyness fades and you enter the slower rhythms of the nonverbal sensory world. Thirdly, you feel mentally in control. Focusing enables you to detach from your habitual thoughts, avoid distractions, and choose where to direct your attention. And fourthly, focusing has an unexpected side effect. Because it streamlines the mind and stops it scattering, you find that you relax rapidly. In fact, the fastest way to relax at any time is not to let the mind drift, but to focus. Relaxing. Focusing is the skill that defines meditation, but learning to relax quickly is equally important. In fact, focusing and relaxing are skills that support each other. Focusing in itself is relaxing because it reduces mental scatter. We focus on the body in order to relax, and the more we relax, the easier it is to focus. We can't focus at all well when the body is tense. To relax at all, we need to know what is making us tense. Usually, it is because we think too much. Anxious people typically have overactive, runaway minds that never seem to stop. It is not surprising that thinking makes us tense. Thinking fires the body up for action. That is its purpose. Our thoughts are driven by emotions, typically worry, annoyance, or desire, and they usually give priority to whatever is troubling us the most. These emotions stimulate the fight or flight response. They send signals to the adrenal glands saying, more adrenaline, more cortisol. This matter is urgent and needs to be dealt with immediately. Thinking always stimulates the body and mind, even if it happens to be 2 a.m. and you'd rather be asleep. To relax at all, we need to calm down this constant mental activity. If you've ever tried to stop thinking or tried to ignore thoughts or blank them out, you'll know that this doesn't work. Meditation uses another strategy. It starves the thoughts by focusing on something else. Thoughts need fuel to stay active. Because the brain doesn't have enough glucose and oxygen to do everything at once, it prioritizes the flow of blood to whatever we pay attention to. Meditation weakens our thought processes in general by focusing on another function of the mind. We shift from thinking mode to sensing mode. Sensing means focusing on any of the sensations of the present. Sight, sound, smell, taste, or touch, any of these would do. In fact, meditation usually focuses on the internal sensations of the body, because this speeds relaxation through feedback mechanisms. Focusing on the body shifts us from thinking, which is active, to sensing, which is passive. It shifts us from the concerns of the past and future into the relative simplicity of the present moment. It shifts our orientation from activity towards stillness. All this gives the body a chance to restore balance, to slow down, stop, and rest. Unfortunately, we can easily override our need for balance if we want to. We stay awake long after we are tired. We eat more than we need to. We run on excitement and worry and skimp on rest and repair time. We usually don't notice how far out of balance we are until poor sleep, anxiety, and a runaway mind ring the alarm bells. Yet the body will always relax quickly if you give it half a chance. If you focus on your body for more than a few seconds, it automatically starts to loosen up. You don't need to force the process. The focusing alone is enough. Just to become aware of tensions and discomforts stimulates the body's natural tendency to return to balance. It is easy to feel this happening. If you recognize your shoulders are up around your ears, they tend to drop immediately. If you realize you're holding your breath, you automatically let the breath go. If you scan the body slowly, you can feel each place gradually relaxing under your gaze. It seems to happen just because you pay attention to it. Although relaxation is a natural process, it is also a skill that we can learn to do more effectively. The way to relax rapidly is to get very familiar with this process in a direct, non-verbal way. By sensing the subtle tensions and imbalances that you normally wouldn't notice, you can speed the process along. Relaxation is a sequence of subtle shifts in muscle tone, blood flow, pulse, breathing, and mood. The body gradually feels soft, heavy, loose, warm, tingly, and maybe a bit tired and sore as well. The mind slows down. It feels relatively still and centered in the body, and often flirts with sleep. Meditators learn to recognize in detail how they feel when they're tense, how they feel when they're relaxed, and the sliding scale in between. They also learn to notice their individual landmarks on the way. Over time, they build up a conscious body image of the state they are aiming for, and that memory guides their meditation. With a clear understanding of what relaxation is, they can achieve a degree of inner balance and mental stillness that is quite unlike sleep or any other activity.